Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I'm so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, hi, this is Nate.
Hey, Nate. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I need your help. I started dating this girl a few weeks ago, and we actually hooked up on the first night, but now it's kind of turned into us dating.
Oh, okay. So you got the whole awkward seeing each other naked part out of the way on the first night then. That's a good strategy. What is the girl's name?
Her name's Lisa.
Okay, so you and Lisa hooked up, but that turned into dating?
Yeah, but like here's the thing. Every time we went out, she gets dropped off by an Uber. So I just kind of finally started offering to take her home if she wanted. And both times she was like, can you just drop me off at the friend's apartment? I'm supposed to hang out with her tonight type of thing. And I'm like, okay.
So she Ubers to you and she gets dropped off at the end of the night at a friend's place.
Yeah.
So she's married.
Yes. How did you know that?
Well, she doesn't want you to see where she lives. And she slept with you the first night you met her. It sounds like a cheating wife to me.
Like, that's not all. So one night I asked if we could go back to her place, and she's like, there's something I need to tell you. Please don't freak out. I'm technically married.
Technically.
I like how she put that. I'm technically married. That's like Usher saying, I technically just gave you herpes.
Yeah, so I asked her. I said, if you're married, what are you doing out with me? And she's like, well, my husband and I have an open marriage. He doesn't have a problem with it.
That's probably a lie, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why I called you guys. You guys think she's lying?
Well, have you ever met her husband?
No, definitely not.
Okay. But she says, no, it's cool because we have an open marriage.
Correct.
Ask to meet her husband so that you can hear him say it.
Well, that's what I was kind of hoping you guys could do.
So you want us to find out if her marriage is really open or if it's the other kind of marriage, you know, like normal people do.
Exactly.
Okay, but I have a question. So say their marriage is an open marriage. Are you okay with being in that type of situation?
Not really, but it's like with this girl, I don't know. I can't even describe the things she does without getting in trouble. Like, if I told you, I would get kicked off the radio.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this girl completely blows your mind, among other things. So for you, it wouldn't matter that she was still married.
I mean, it wouldn't matter if what she said was true.
Okay, but you're not sure it is?
No.
Okay.
I'm betting you like $100 that she's lying to you, and we're going to get this husband on the phone, and he's just going to be like, open marriage.
Yeah.
What?
Well, hold on. I have an idea. Why don't we try to get them both on the phone at the same time so you'll have them both on and then you can come in and be like, so your wife says you have an open marriage. What's that like? You want to do that?
That's fine with me if you think you can do it.
God, I hope so, because that would be the most awkward thing in the world to hear when she's on the line and then he's on the line and we're like, so about that open marriage. So, okay, I have a plan forming. So let's talk during this break, and then when we come back, we're going to make it happen. What we're attempting to do is we're trying to get her on the phone. Her name is Lisa. We're going to try to get Lisa on the phone, but we're also trying to get her husband on the phone at the same time. And then we're going to ask, so you're in an open marriage, right? And your husband's cool with it. And if the husband is on the phone, do you think she'll tell the truth? Or do you think she'll be like,
I think she'll tell the truth.
I think she's going to get caught with her pants down. And I think this
I think she's going to like it.
Yeah, she will, obviously.
I think this is about to be the most awkward thing we've done.
I guess I should say, I hope she tells the truth.
yeah, exactly. So, all right. So now here's the other problem. We don't have her husband's phone number.
Right.
So we got to figure out a way to get that. Let's call up Lisa first.
Darling at random.
All right. And let's put Nate on line three, okay, just in case we can't get the husband.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Lisa, please?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. My name is James St. Patrick. I'm calling from Nate Insurance. I'm calling to introduce myself to you because I'm actually your new agent. We absorbed the other agency that you were insured through, so I was given your file. And if you have any questions, I'm the guy that you can talk to, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm not with anymore?
No, we actually bought them up. We call it absorbing. I think it's supposed to sound better. I don't know. But anyway, your home and your auto are through us now, but that's the only change. So for now, you'll have me. Now, for your home, I think there's more than one name on the coverage. I guess the other one would be your husband?
Yes.
Okay, and what is his name?
It's Douglas.
Douglas. Oh, there it is. Okay, I see it now. Douglas. Okay, great. I'm going to call him to introduce myself as well, unless he's there with you right now.
Oh, no, he already left for work.
Okay. And I can't tell if there's a current phone number for him anywhere in here. Do you have one I can reach him at?
Sure. It's 757-485.
Okay, great. Do you mind holding out for 1 second? Because if I can get him on the line too, then I can go over two things with both of you at the same time, and then they're really both quick.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Okay, great. Hang on 1 sec. Okay, Nate. Get ready. And everybody else, get ready to swim in the awkwardness of this moment.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to Douglas, please.
This is Doug.
Hey, Doug. This is the Z Morning Zoo. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So, listen, there's a reason we called you this morning, and I know you're heading to work right now, so we're going to be real quick. First of all, let's bring your wife, Lisa, on with us. Hang on 1 second. Lisa, are you there?
I am.
Okay, great. So we've got both Lisa and Doug on with us. We also have Nate on with us. And Nate had a question for you, Doug.
Okay.
Hey, so, yeah, I'm not sure if you're aware of this. And if you're not, I'm truly sorry. But I've actually been seeing your wife for the past few weeks. And according to her, you guys have an open relationship.
Okay.
So I just want to know, is that true?
Wait a minute. What the hell is going on? Who is this?
Hey, Lisa, this isn't an insurance company. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. We've got Doug on the line with us because according to Nate, you said you guys have an open marriage.
Well, that's actually true. We do have an open marriage.
Oh, my God.
You do?
Oh, snap!
I told you we did. You didn't believe me?
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing sounded kind of fishy to me.
So wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. So wait, Doug, you and Lisa have an open marriage.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. I get like, I guess you'd really call us swingers.
We look
for people who are interested in joining us in the bedroom. But she's not supposed to be out there looking for people without me. So
I told you about Nate. Remember, I said he kind of looks like the actor from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay. All right. Okay, so you're Nate.
Yes, but this whole thing just kind of got a little weird, too weird for me. I'm sorry. I'm not into this whole swinging thing you guys do, so.
Are you sure? Don't you at least want to meet my husband first? I bet you guys have a lot in common.
I can definitely think of one thing that they have in common.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm sorry. This is just too weird for me now.
Yeah.
I'm not into sharing people like that.
Well, now you know why I didn't tell you, but...
Yeah, hey, you're sure you don't want to go out for a drink? Yes, I'm definitely sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.